You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, to your homes, in the way of a Cypress audience, even by the way of this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, has made it possible for me to come into your homes, come into your cars, in this Cypress audience. We thank God for you tuning in today to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, it's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God for all of you that's joining in. I am truly your host today, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I want to thank God for another day. I want to thank God for another time. I want to thank God for another week that's starting out. Even though it looked like it's a storm, even though it feels wet and rainy, and it looks wet and rainy in the natural, but I come to tell you, in the midst of the storm in your life, God is still God. God is, hallelujah, who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time you have allowed us to come together by the way of the radio broadcast today, by the way of Cypress audience. We thank you now, God, those that will be joining in, God, those that are already in. We thank you now, Father, that you would touch them. We thank you that all things are made possible through you, Father. And we're looking unto you, God. We ask you to look on the sick, look on the bereavement families, those that's going through bereavement, our God. Those that have gone through bereavement hour, we thank you now, God, and we give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you, you, and you. And we do honor our elect lady, only lady, Evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Thank God for you. And we love you. Thank God for our church, Mother, Mother Brown, and to all our evangelists is there at the Power of Faith, and to all our prophets there at the Power of Faith, and all our elders. Amen. And to the congregation, we thank God for you, you, and you. Listen, I want to hurry here. I want to get into what I want to get into, but I stop in also to tell you, listen, somebody said held over continuation of the revival from last week with, hallelujah, Pastor Jamar Moses and Prophetess Carissa Moses continuing over, starting tonight. I know it looked like it's a storm and it's raining and all of this, and we're not being ignorant. We're not being ignorant, but we can't stop. Amen. We cannot stop what God is doing. So guess what? The revival continues starting on tonight, 7 o'clock at where? The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. All roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We will be there the whole week. God say the same. The weather be permitted. We will be there. Amen. We will be there. Amen. In a powerful pack, prophetic clarion call revival. God is going to do something. I believe it. I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on everybody that came in on last week. Started at Tuesday. God moved. He moved. And he moved so till we're going to another week in this revival. You don't want to miss this week if you can. And if you don't, you don't want to miss this. I know the storm is out there. I know that. But we believe in God that the weather hold up and be permitted. We believe in God that God will hold back the rain, hold back the wind, Hallelujah. So you can get what? Get your miracle. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, you and you. Listen, Haines City, but get ready. I will be in a whole crusade revival in Haines City. Oh, my God. Starting in November, we will let you know more about it when it get close. The time get close. We will let you know more about it. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. Haines City, two nights, a Thursday and a Friday night. I will have the location for you and the time. Amen. Which is going to be at 7:00. But I have the location for you when we come back on the air. Good news. Good news. And we're going to move on. Good news. Listen, guess what? We are going to be right here in the same location, amen, on the air for 1 hour. Come on, amen. Starting Monday the 14th. Friday coming will be my last time on the air for 30 minutes. But we're going to be on the air for 1 hour from 9:00. To 10 o'clock. Oh, my God. You get a chance to hear the word. You'll be getting a chance to hear testimonies. People will begin. You can begin to call in and request for prayer. Amen. 1 hour. That is good news. I will be here. And, you know, we get into the word and we begin to teach and we have everything going on. But then we have to break through and get off the air because we were on there for that little 30. But guess what? We'll be on for 1 hour starting Monday. So get it in your notes. Tell somebody. We'll be with you for 1 hour from 9 to 10 starting Monday. Friday will be my last day on the air for this time. But then Monday morning, it's about time for your miracle. We'll be right on the air from 9:00 to 10:00. Praise our God. We thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Let somebody know, amen, that I'll be spending more an hour with you on Mondays and Fridays. Praise our God. Thank God for that. Amen. We want to pray for the latter family. Amen. We want to pray for them that God will continue to strengthen them as they walk through the Mitchell family, as they walk through this bereavement hour. We want to pray for them that God give them strength. Amen. We want to continue to pray now. Amen. That for the Bivens family, we want to pray for them. Amen. Sister Bivens and Brother Bivens and Oak Hill Church of God in Christ. We want to continue to pray for them in the loss of their son. We want to pray that God would touch them and strengthen the church family. Amen. Hallelujah. And again, the Stroger family, continue to pray for those that God would strengthen them. Those of you that I don't know that you may know, we're praying for you, you and you. Amen. Now, come on, let's go to the word of God. Amen. We're so excited about what God is doing. Amen. And what God has done, because there is nothing too hard for God. God is still God. And even in the midst of what we're in, God is still God. He's always going to be God. He will not change. His word will not change for you or for me or for anybody else. His word is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. All we got to do is trust in God. God bless you, Mother Dimps, Elder Dimps. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, you and you. Amen. I want you to know that God can move. Amen. God can do anything but fail. All we got to do is depend on his word as he said, you know, in his word. Hallelujah. His word will go out, but it would not return unto him void. It would do what accomplish what he has sent it out to do. So all we got to do, therefore, is to do what? Put his word out there. Put his word out there. God bless you, Lynn, Sister Lynn Jenkins. Hallelujah. Put his word out there and watch and wait for him to do what? To perform his word for you and I. His word performs. Come on. His word will work. His word has worked. All we got to do is believe the word of God. And the word of God says, again, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Come on. God is. If I had to use a topic today to put on there, I'll use God is. God bless you. Bless you, Apostle Haywood. God bless you. Thank God for you. We enjoy you on the broadcast on Thursdays. Hallelujah. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center is now watching. Praise God for you. We thank God for you. We honor the Lord in you praise our God. I want you to know that God is. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on in your life, God is. He is the deliverer. Hallelujah. He is who he say he is. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. But we must do what? Take God at his word. Come on. Hallelujah. We must take God at his word. Again, according to the scripture where we're reading from today. Hallelujah. He say, in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word is God. And the word became flesh. And the word became flesh. And it dwelt among us. And it's, come on, the word. You got to use the word. When you can't use nothing else, you got to use the word. I'm reminded what the centurion man said. Praise God. He said, Father, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. He said, but what I want you to do is do what? Speak the word. It's very powerful when you speak the word. It's very powerful when you talk the word. It's very powerful when you live the word. Come on. The word of God. He says, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is what? Speak the word. Send the word. And he said, and I know that my servant will be made whole. I know this. This is what the word does. The word make you whole. The word make you complete. And we talked about the bread of life on yesterday in our service. The bread of life. The bread of life. The word of God is the bread of life. When you get the word in you and you begin to go through circumstances and situations in your life, God will do, hallelujah, what he say he's going to do, because his word, come on, his word is everything. His word is everything. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And without him, there was nothing made. There was nothing made. Hallelujah. There was nothing made. Everything was void. Everything was empty. But when he spoke the word and he said, let there be, and there became into existence what the word said that he had called it to be. So the word that's in you, my brother, the word that's in you, my sister, all we got to do is what? Activate the word. Activate the word that's on the inside of us, the living bread. Activate the word that's on the inside of us. Praise our God. He is who he say he is. Again, he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. So my brother, my sister, what you got to do is speak the word according to right here. Again, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without him, there was nothing made. Praise our God. There's nothing made. Because why? The word is, hallelujah, our strength. The word is our joy. The word is our peace. Come on. Hallelujah. You may be tuning into this radio broadcast right now, and you say, Apostle, I don't have peace. I don't have healing. I don't have anything. I don't know what to do. I don't know I'm in the pardon of my sins. But all you got to do, according to the word, hallelujah, in Romans, come on, said, if thou shalt believe in thine heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's the word. That's the word. Come on. Hallelujah. That's the word. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is confess it out your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Confess it out your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Praise our God. And there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. If you believe that, if you have confessed that with your mouth, you're saved. You don't have to write a letter. Come on. You don't have to get nobody else's approval. Come on. Because God is the living word. God is the living bread. God is the redeemer. God is the savior. It's nothing. Oh, God, my God. Hallelujah. There is nothing that you're in that God can't bring you out of today. There is no situation that is going on in your life that the word, hallelujah, can't bring peace to it. Praise God. All you got to do is begin to do what? Decree and declare what his word says about you and over you. Come on. Hallelujah. You shall not be overtaken in this. Why? Because the word that's on the inside of you. Why? Because the living word. Come on. Hallelujah. The living bread. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God. Praise our God. And he shall do exactly what he said he's going to do. Praise God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Why? Because the word has gone out. God can and he will deliver you. God can and he will heal you. Praise our God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is use the word of God. When you can't use nothing else, use the word. Use the word. Hallelujah. So many people are backing up now. So many people are giving up now. Why? Because they fail to use the word that's on the inside of them. Praise our God. Hallelujah. When you begin to speak the word and you begin to operate in the word, when you begin to talk the word, live the word, eat the word, you become this word. Praise our God. And the word become you. Praise our God. And I'm telling you, the Bible says in his word, delight yourself in the Lord and he will and he shall do what? Give you the desires of your heart. Get in the word. Hallelujah. Get in the word, people. Get in the word of God. Allow the word to get in you. Meditate on it day and night. Praise our God. And we will see the results. Praise our God. When I was coming up in holiness in God, the original church used to sing a song, say, get in the word and stay there and be ready when Jesus come. You got to get in this word. We got to walk this word. Come on. We can't walk by what we see. Because guess what? What we see is only temporary. What we see will pass away. But the word of God, the word, the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word is going to do what? Stand forevermore. When you get some news, take it and apply the word to it. Praise our God. You in a situation, apply the word to it. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, because right here, and he says, in the beginning was the word. Come on. In the beginning, don't let nobody tell you that it was nothing here. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without him, there was nothing made. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. There was nothing made. Praise our God. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing without God. Hallelujah. You need him. Hallelujah. Because he was in the beginning. Praise our God. He's in the middle. And guess what? He's going to be at the end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Use the word. Use the word. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Be instant in season and out of season. He told him. Hallelujah. Come on. You got to use this word. Hallelujah. This word got to become a rhema to you. This word got to become life to you. Hallelujah. Because it's life in this word. Hallelujah. It's deliverance in this word. Hallelujah. It's peace in this word. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't care who walks away. I don't care who don't believe, but the word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and it changes not. Praise our God. Hallelujah. You got a situation, apply the word. Apply pressure in the word. You got something going on. Hallelujah. You need a healing in your body. Come on. Remind him what he said. You could bring me into remembrance of my word. According to Isaiah, you was wounded for my transgression. You was bruised for my iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was up on you. And by your stripes, this is his word. You said, I am healed. Hallelujah. God is. Oh, let me calm down here. He said, God is. God is. God is. Hallelujah. His word will be what you want it to be. Hallelujah. I know we're facing a storm. I know they're saying this and it may come. I know this. But guess what? As believers, we have the power and we have the authority to pray and believe God that he turned things around according to what his word say we can do and say. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus, hallelujah, when they was in the boat and Jesus was asleep, praise our God, hallelujah, and they woke him up with fear and they said, well, master, thou carest not that we perish? Come on here, hallelujah. Jesus woke and went up on there and he said, well, he rebuked the wind, he rebuked the wind and he rebuked the waves. He said, peace, be still. That's the word. If we're going to talk this word, if we're going to live this word, we got to be act on the word of God. Act on the word of God. Just don't have it laying there. Just don't have it laying dormant in you. We got to use the authority of the word. Use the authority of the word that's in you. Praise our God. Oh, my God. And you begin to see and hear the results from the word of God. Peace be still. Come on, Apostle Haywood. Oh, I can just feel you right now. Peace be still to every situation that concerns you. We got to learn how to speak this word. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we got to walk in it. We got to talk in it. We got to live in it. We got to become the word. Hallelujah. We got to become the walking word, the living word. Praise our God. The word ain't going to do us no good if we don't operate in it. If we don't use the word, if we don't rehearse the word, if we don't send the word, like he said to the centurion man said to him, he said, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I need you to do is speak the word. Hallelujah. It's power in the word of God. Again, I know you probably hear me saying this over. It's healing in the word. It's deliverance in the word. It's peace, the peace. When you read the word, you get to come and you begin to speak what the word said. Do what the word said. And watch, we get the word results. Praise our God. He said we can lay hands on the sick. That's his word. And the sick shall recover. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. They shall recover. No matter what they in, they shall recover. You shall recover today. Why? Because God is. Hallelujah. God is. My all in all. The late Jane Cleveland sang a song. Say, God is my all in all. He's my all in all. Hallelujah. The word is my all in all. Come on. Hallelujah. We can't live without this word. We can't move without this word. We need him. Hallelujah. One songwriter say, we need a word from you, Lord. If we don't hear from you, what will we do? What will we do? What will we do? We need to hear from you, Lord. How do we hear from him? By getting in this word. Come on. By getting in this word. By meditating on this word day and night. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah, Riley. Pastor Riley. Hallelujah. By meditating on this word day and night. Praise our God. When circumstances and situations come up against us, we've got to speak this word. Hallelujah. Come on. The enemy is after the word. He's after your faith that's on the inside of you. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to begin to walk this word. You got to begin to talk this word. Live this word day and night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the enemy want to attack you. He want to attack you. That's why he said, Simon, Simon, which was Peter. He said, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. So in this word, we believe what the word say. We believe what the word say, and we operate on what the word say. So the enemy cannot do nothing according to the word of God that's in us. Come on. The enemy cannot do, I'm just saying it. If we believe it, if you believe it, the enemy cannot do nothing because you got the word in you. Come on. Oh, we're talking about the word today. And God is through his word. I'm reminded when Jesus had fasted, oh, Pastor Haywood, when Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy, of the devil, according to the scripture. He said, if thou be the Son of God, come on, listen, the devil already know. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Uh-oh, here we go again, talking about the bread, which is the word of God. Command these stones to be made bread. Jesus spoke back to him. You got to talk back to that devil. Come on. Jesus spoke back to him, and he said, hallelujah, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, by every word that do what proceeded out the mouth. Come on. This word got to come out your mouth. Oh, my God. It's got to continue to come out your mouth. God bless you, son. Derek, my son, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mr. God bless you. This son, this word has to proceed out your mouth continually. Even in the midst when you don't even feel good, the word has to come out. Even when you don't understand the situation you're in, let this word come out. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that do what proceeded out the mouth of him, out the mouth of God. He's in you. Let the word come out. Come on. Don't let nothing else negative come out your mouth. See, the enemy try to grab, he try to grip you with three things: fear, doubt, and unbelief. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. But faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Oh my God. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. The more you hear the word, God bless you, Mother Betty Sanders. The more you hear the word of God, and the more you apply the word, you become the word. You become and you get the word results. Come on. Hallelujah. Faith cometh. I'm going to say it. I have to keep saying it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. The word of God. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. Not your situation. In the beginning was the word. Not your sickness. Come on. In the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. The word of God. You got to speak this word. Hallelujah. Come on. And without him, there was nothing made. Come on. I'm stressing on this. Without him, who? Jesus. Was nothing made. Come on. Everything was void. Everything was empty. Hallelujah. And what did he do? He spoke it. Hallelujah. In the beginning, my time is coming, gone. I told you, I'm going to be on the air from Monday from one hour, 9 to 10. Hallelujah. He spoke it. He said, let there be, and there was. Why? Through his word. Through his word. 2 minutes left. Through his word, he began to speak, and it began to form. It began to materialize. Come on. All you got to do is say what the words say. Become what the words say. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hey, my shah. Listen, it says right here, right quick. It says, in the beginning, God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. Why? He created through his words. Come on. The word is powerful in you. My time is coming, gone. The word is powerful in you. The word is powerful in you. Use the word 1 minute. Hallelujah. God did this. He did it by a spoken word. Somebody say the spoken word. Hallelujah. When you speak the word and you believe the word, you begin to walk in the word. Excuse me. You begin to talk in the word. You begin to do and operate like the word said. You don't have nothing to worry about. Amen. The word of God to the people of God. In the beginning was the word. That's it. I got to go. My time is coming. Go. Listen, join me Friday. Friday, we're going to be right back on the air. But then Monday morning, again, the following week, we'll be on for 1 hour. From 9 to 10. God bless you. Look to see you in the revival. Be safe in the storm.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.